Research published in the Medical Journal of Australia today shows a significant improvement in the health of children from low-income Indigenous families participating in a subsidised fruit and vegetable program. More than 50 families in the northern New South Wales town of Clarence Valley were given a weekly box of fresh produce and the health of the children monitored for a year. The food is being subsidised by the local Indigenous Health Service, which is now calling for the program to be made available more widely. Jane Norman prepared this report.
Each week, dozens of disadvantaged families head to the Clarence Valley Greengrocers to collect a box of fresh fruit and vegetables for $5. The Davis family is one of them. Gordon Davis looks after 9 grandchildren on a pension.
We've got custody of a few grandchildren, and the fruit and vegetables come in handy for us because we're only on a pension and we can't really afford a lot of fruit and vegetables.
The produce actually costs $40, but it's subsidised by the local Indigenous Health Service, Bulganaru. Andrew Black is a general practitioner there and says many health problems are caused by poor nutrition.
I mean, these children have, you know, common illnesses that you know, all children have: middle ear infections, skin infections. They just seem to have them more commonly than perhaps other children, and there are, you know, are multiple reasons for that, and poor nutrition is just one of those reasons.
The food subsidy program has been running for 8 years, but Dr. Black and a team of researchers began evaluating its impact in 2008. As well as eating more fruit and vegetables, the 170 children involved received regular health checks, blood tests and dietary assessments. And over a 12-month period, Dr. Black says the benefits became clear.
The things that were interesting were that there seemed to be some short-term benefits in terms of the health status of these children. So there were less antibiotics prescribed to these children over the 12 months where they were participating in the program compared to when they weren't on the program.
Gordon Davis says for his family, the benefits are enormous.
It helps them with their sports, you know, the proper eating habits. They're very good at sports. They excel in athletics and rugby league. And they do not go to the doctors because they've got healthy teeth. They are very fit and they're very active and they're not skinny and scrawny.
This is the first food subsidy program of its kind, and it's been so well received, there's a waiting list in the Clarence Valley. The local mayor, Richie Williamson, says it's one of the lowest socio-economic postcodes in the country. Why do you think that these children weren't eating enough fruit and vegetables?
Look, I think it's a number of factors. Cost could be a factor, but then again, takeaway food and fast food is not cheap either. I think it's all about lifestyle. It's about education, and I think with some positives around the fruit and vegetables, certainly with regards to making them more available, is a good thing.
One of the suggestions in the report is to roll this out to other communities that have high populations of disadvantaged families and people. Do you think that would be beneficial?
Yes, I certainly do, and I encourage anyone who is I encourage anyone who may be in the position to influence state and federal programs to be advocating for programs like this. It is simple, and it is getting the right nutrition to the right people who certainly need it.
Dr. Black says there's a strong argument to support the expansion of the program, but he concedes cost will be a barrier. Bulganaru spends $90,000 a year to subsidise fresh food for just 55 families.
Jane Norman reporting.